This is the Ivanova Podcast. Today is Monday, April 1st, 2024. This is a film and television podcast. We're talking about film and television. My name is Caleb Chase. Happy April Fool's Day.
Hell yeah. Thanks, bro. I also want to celebrate another holiday. Happy birthday to our buddy Jake. Yeah.
Sir, happy birthday, Jake. How old is he today?
Jake's turning 31.
31. Oh, so he's older than me. Wow.
Yeah. He's another 93, baby, but he's got me by some months.
Yeah. Happy birthday to Jake. You know, hopefully he'll be joining us back on the podcast again soon.
Yeah.
Chase, this is going to be a pretty quick episode. There was a couple of big movies coming out this week I want to talk about. I also want to talk about, you know, the 2024 box office with Godzilla versus Kong putting up a pretty big number this past weekend. Let's actually start with that, with the box office. So far, Dune 2 is leading everything this year with about $600 million worldwide. But Godzilla X Kong is on pace to pass Dune 2 because Godzilla X Kong opening weekend was bigger than Dune 2, which to me was kind of surprising.
It's surprising, but not at the same time.
It's surprising to me because, like, the reviews of this movie aren't very good. The expectations didn't seem very high, but obviously it's a big brand, iconic brand with Godzilla and King Kong. I don't think you haven't seen Godzilla X Kong, have you?
I have not.
Me neither. But you have seen Dune 2, which I still haven't seen yet. But I'm Chase. Dune 2 is leading the year so far. Do you think it's going to stay that way, or do you see something else taking over that number one spot?
I believe so. I feel like we're going to have some other box office successes, like, as the year goes on. But, like, I don't really know what is going to pass up Dune, lap it up. So is, like, Dune, like, done in theaters? Is their theater run done?
See, that's the thing. It's not done in theaters, but as of today, it is available on streaming, which makes no sense.
Yeah, that's wild. So, I mean, that box office is going to continue to grow. And I'll say by the time they're out of theaters, streaming included, if that's, like, I don't know how that's calculated, I say they get to 750, maybe 800 mil. And shit, there's a lot of good movies still to come out this year, a lot of popular movies, but or like popular like titles, franchises. I see some, actually, if I had to pick one to like pass it up, Garfield.
Do you think Garfield is like Mario, where it has that kind of pull, that kind of historical pull, where it could bring in a big $1 billion number like that?
Yeah, for one, it's a kid's movie, you know, it's animated. Motherfucking families are going to be going to that shit. They're going to be taking their kids to see it. But on top of that, it's Chris Pratt, one of the biggest names in Hollywood right now, along with Samuel L. Jackson. I just saw is supposed to be playing Garfield's dad, which is like one of the biggest names of all time in Hollywood. So like that movie is definitely going to do some numbers. I feel like Deadpool 3, Deadpool and Wolverine is going to do some numbers as well. Godzilla King Kong, I'm wondering like what that's going to end up at. I don't see it passing Dune. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is going to be another interesting one. It's been a while since we've had something in the Planet of the Apes franchise, but the first three of those are all phenomenal films. Like, I love what they're doing with this storyline, so I'm really hyped to see that. I don't know that it eclipses Dune, but I think that's going to be another big box office success. And just like a throwback, like one that's getting rebooted but hasn't been yet, Roadhouse. I could see that being popular as well. I don't know how popular per se, but like that's one I always hear of as like an 80s classic, like one of them ones type of movies, you know?
Well,
so there's probably a big fan base for that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've seen today that Roadhouse is, you know, because it's not coming out in theaters, it's only on streaming.
Oh, for real? I did not know that. I thought it was going to do a theater run.
It was, but something had happened with the studio to where it didn't happen. So it's an Amazon only release. And as far as Amazon Productions goes, it's made the most money out of any Amazon production, which.
Okay.
It hasn't been a lot of
That's a good sign.
It hasn't been a lot of, but it's doing well. Even though I heard the movie's pretty bad. Shout out to Jake Gyllenhaal, though. But, Chase, you're burying the lead. The answer is Deadpool and Wolverine. Like, come on.
I could see that, but I think Garfield is going to be the one.
I don't know. I don't think Garfield has that pull. Maybe it does. Maybe I'm wrong. I wasn't in the Garfield, but maybe I'm wrong.
I wasn't either, but there's a lot of people our age and older with kids who were into Garfield. Then some who don't have kids who were just into Garfield. So, like, I feel like that's gonna be one of the ones that's going to get a big draw. They're going to have a nice opening weekend.
That's true. I think it's going to be Deadpool, though, just because of, like, the build-up, the hype. Like, everyone knows X-Men is coming. And, like,
this is supposed to be the one that saves the MCU, or at least gets it back on track.
In the first two Deadpool movies, both of those made over $800 million. Like, you add in Wolverine.
Okay, like, yeah. I was not aware of that. Yeah,
this shit is touching. Maybe it won't. It's hard though because it's rated R. So like, there's a percentage.
And we've had some successful rated R movies before.
Yeah, but it's hard for rated R movies to make $1 billion. It's rare.
Wasn't one of the Deadpools rated R?
They were both rated R.
Okay.
I'm just saying $1 billion. That's only one rated R movie that made $1 billion, and that's Joker. Like, it's hard. It doesn't, you know, but you don't have to make $1 billion to be the number one.
What did Logan do?
That was like 700, but that was also rated R.
I know it was another rated R one. That's why I was asking. I'm thinking that one was pretty popular too.
Yeah, it doesn't need to make $1 billion. You know, his last
year. Clear 800. Like, if it does better than Dune but worse than the first two Deadpools, is that a success?
It depends on what the budget is. If the budget's like 200 million, you know, it's probably gonna have to make around 800. So I don't know. The MCU needs a win though. They could use another $1 billion movie. The last one was No Way Home. They could use it. But it doesn't.
That's crazy. The last one wasn't even good.
I mean, hey, that's what Tom Holland does, you know. He gets on screen.
For the theater experience, it was dope. It was very good. But yeah, in hindsight, it doesn't hit.
And by the way, I've gotten a lot of flack for that on the good old TikTok this past week.
Really?
The comment section on there, man. It's opinions are kind of mixed. Some people agree with me. Other people are like, you know, you're crazy. It's a great movie, which, hey, we all got our own opinions.
It is a good movie.
See, I don't know. It's just
I won't call it a bad movie or an awful movie, but in hindsight, yeah, they cram a lot of things together. It feels very rushed. Doctor Strange just like allowing this to happen and then like not playing any type of role in it whatsoever was very odd, but hey, it was like a successful movie.
Yeah. Before we move on, have you heard the story about Euphoria season 3 pretty much getting postponed because Zendaya is choosing Spider-Man 4 over Euphoria? I thought that was pretty funny.
I mean, do we need a Euphoria season 3?
We don't. I do. I want it. I want it.
Like, yeah, I can see that.
Do we need Spider-Man 4?
I would prefer to see Spider-Man 4 over Euphoria Season 3. Not going to lie.
Not me. And I'm saying that as someone who, I'm saying that for Zendaya's benefit, though, because, like, every season Euphoria, she wins an Emmy. You know, she's underutilizing.
Yep, that's real.
She's underutilizing Spider-Man. She's just underutilized. I want Euphoria.
That is true. For her to be the MJ of the MCU, yeah, it's very, like, she's not even full sidekick, you know? Like, Ned is the sidekick, and she's just, like, she's aware of it, and she does kind of cover for him and help him every now and again, but, like, it's not, she's not Mary Jane.
She's being wasted in these movies, so I would prefer Euphoria Season 3. She's amazing in Euphoria. I love Euphoria.
I feel like in a Spider-Man 4, though, she's going to be more involved. Maybe this is where her and Peter really connect and hit it off. Because after all that
shit, she doesn't even know him.
But like, if she's still going to be in Spider-Man 4, she's still going to play a role there. I feel like her and Peter are going to cross paths. And it's going to focus on that while he has bullshit going on in the background and he has to retell her he's Spider-Man. I feel like that's going to be the plot line.
I understand why she chose this, because obviously, you know, it's better to help yourself and your boyfriend, you know.
Also true. Yeah, that does play a role here.
I get it. All right, let's move on. Chase, we got two big movies coming out this weekend, Monkey Man and The Omen. Have you seen either of these trailers? You familiar?
I've seen both. And they both look fire as hell.
I know you're familiar with The Omen. You know, we used to be into that back in the day. You know? Mm-hmm. If you, like, maybe you're going to go watch both of them, but let's say you have to come and watch one this weekend. Which one you choose, Monkey Man or The Omen?
Honestly, I'm more intrigued by Monkey Man. I'm less familiar with, like, Indian history versus, like, the story of The Omen overall. But just, like, Indian history and culture is something I'm not, like, super familiar with. But it's always been interesting, fascinating. Like, I've had Indian friends throughout, you know, school and shit like that. I've watched Bollywood films. I like Indian comedians. Shit. And Monkey Man looks like it's going to be very interesting and very fire. I would like to say the same about The Omen. In fact, I will say the same about The Omen. But I've seen that story played out several different times. This one looks good than the last Omen they had come out, however many years ago that was. But shit. Yeah, Monkey Man is slightly more intriguing, in my humble opinion.
I agree, but I would rather go watch The Omen, and I'm only saying that because, like, I just got an itch for a scary movie right now, man.
Hey, you're a horror fan.
I just got an itch for it. Like,
that's one of your genres.
I just have an itch for a scary movie right now. So I might go see this on like Thursday or Friday night by myself. You know, I don't know. I just got an itch for a scary movie right now. But I will say that.
That's wild. You watching a scary movie by yourself?
I do all the time. I saw that terrible Evil Dead Rise movie by myself. But yeah, I would choose The Omen just because I want to see a scary movie right now. But Monkey Man, I am more intrigued by. I like this guy, Dev Patel. He's directing. Jordan Peele producing. I'm intrigued by it. It's looking like an Arab John Wick. So yeah, I am more intrigued by that. And I plan on seeing both of them. You know, but yeah, I'm gonna say The Omen just because you know I got horror on my mind. But I will acknowledge that it just looks like your typical bland horror movie, which, you know, could be good or bad.
Yeah, we're gonna get some jump scares, and hopefully we get a good storyline out of it.
Yeah, I do think it's interesting that in this version, you know, it's a female instead of a male. You know,
yeah, it's not Damien.
Yeah, so we that's new. So you know that'll be cool. But
maybe it's Lucy, daughter of the devil.
Yeah, something like that. But yeah, I'm more intrigued by a Monkey Man for sure. But I'll probably end up going to see both of them. You know? All right. Chase last thing. You know, this trailer came out a couple weeks ago. We didn't talk about it. The Penguin coming out this fall on Max. Have you seen this trailer?
I did. I just watched it for the first time tonight, right before we recorded. But as of like 7 p.m. today, 3 million views in 10 days on YouTube. So, yeah, it's doing numbers. It's looking like it's going to be pretty popular, or at least it's got some hype behind it. I don't know how well it's going to do. I will be one of the ones watching it. We shall see, like, how it is received. But I think it's going to be, it's giving Gotham vibes, but I like it. I appreciate it more because it's in a universe where Bruce Wayne is already Batman. He's not a kid, you know? So I'm here for it. I'm hyped to see what a Penguin's up to when the Bat's not lurking.
Yeah, I'm locked in, bro. Fuck Gotham vibes. This is giving me Godfather vibes. Like, this ain't even a comic
book. As well.
This ain't even a comic book show, bro. Like, this is a fucking this is a fucking crime show, like 100%. I love this version of Gotham, man. It's so dark. It's so dark and gritty. Colin Farrell. I'm calling it now, Chase. He's gonna win. He's gonna win an Emmy for this. He's gonna do his fucking thing, you know.
Yeah.
He's going to. I'm telling you. I do think it was cool.
Right, he snapped in the trailer alone, so yeah. I'm expecting Emmy, Golden Globes, like
he's in the trailer. He's trying to take over Gotham, pretty much. You know, do his own thing. I think it's cool that we see characters in this trailer that weren't in the movie. You know. Characters that are canon to the comics and stuff, like, you know, Salvatore Moroni, you know, they mentioned him in the Batman talking about how the drug bust or whatever, but we never seen him, you know, seeing him in the trailer.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I'm pretty sure we see Sophia Falcone in the trailer, which is pretty cool. She's a pretty important figure. And we see, the son too. So yeah, I'm locked in. I'm excited. I wonder if we're gonna. There was rumors that Robert Pattinson makes a cameo at some point. I don't really know how true that is.
Okay.
I wonder if we'll see the Riddler. You know, he's locked up. He's locked up with the Joker. I wonder if we'll see them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm locked in. I can't wait. I can't fucking wait.
Agreed. It's looking like it's going to be very interesting.
Yeah.
And I'm curious to see how the second Batman, like, pick up off of it, you know?
Yeah.
I like how they're starting to build a little universe for it, even though it's not the DCU.
Yes. It's their own little, it's a Batverse, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
No. All right, Chase, last thing before we go, man. There's rumors that, you know, Joker 2, the trailer's coming out this next week. Are you excited for it? What are you expecting from this movie and from the trailer?
Yeah, man, I'm very hyped to see what they have in store for the trailer and for the movie. Joker was one of movies, like, I'm glad I saw it, but it was really hard to watch it like a second time. Like, it's a really well done film, but it's not something I'm recommending, or like I'm at a kickback and we're trying to do movie night. Yeah, let's put on Joker. Like, it's not one of them type of films, but
No.
it's still very fucking good. And
Yeah.
I'm curious to see where they pick up on that. We have Harley Quinn coming into the picture, which is Lady Gaga, and I love her as an actress, as an artist. She's fucking, yeah, she's dope as hell. I'm curious to see how she's gonna do as Harley Quinn, what type of flair she brings to that character. And is there still talks of this like kind of being a musical or something? Like, I don't know what all that's gonna entail, but like, actually, I do kind of, because like, bro, Joker's insane and Harley Quinn is also newly insane. So like, yeah, if they're like singing while like causing chaos throughout the city and shit, yeah, I can kind of wrap my head around what they may be trying to do with this. So yeah, I just had that epiphany right here, right now, and that just made me a little bit more excited for this film.
See,
So,
I'm excited too. I'm not worried about the musical stuff. I don't think it's going to be a full-blown musical. Either way, if it is,
I don't think so either. But
I don't
if
mind
they drop into a number while they're just like driving through the city throwing grenades or something, like, yeah.
or maybe it's one of those things where like it's a musical in the moments where he thinks something's happening when it's really not happening. Like, you know how in the first movie,
Oh, yeah.
he had those scenes with Zazie Beetz where he thought he was like, hanging out with her and stuff. In reality, he was just talking to himself or whatever. Maybe those scenes, stuff like that, will be a musical note. But we didn't mention this, but maybe this movie is going to be the top box office movie. I mean,
Also true.
this shit made $1 billion last year. And I mean, you add in someone like Lady Gaga, like, you're bringing in a whole new genre of fans for this.
And now it wasn't last year that this came out. It's been a couple of years, but shit.
Will say that I am worried that this movie is supposedly having $200 million budget when the first one only had a $60 million budget. Like, I really don't know.
Yeah, that is going to be a big transition. I'm wondering what that's going to do for it, like visually, stylistically.
See, I'm kind of worried because I think a movie like this doesn't really need a budget like that. Like something like a big team up MCU movie, sure, but just like this, I don't know. I don't know what that's gonna entail. I hope it
Yeah,
doesn't.
because it's the Joker and Harley Quinn. Like, it's not like you had to pay out the ass for like CGI effects, maybe for some explosions here and there, but this ain't Ant-Man Quantumania, you know?
Mate,
Even though like it's gonna make more money than that did.
it
But
might be
just
one of
visually and what's going on, yeah. Does this need to be a $200 movie? No.
it. It may be one of those things where, to get Joaquin Phoenix back, they had to, give him a nice chunk of change,
I
and
could see that, yeah.
someone like Lady Gaga, I mean, isn't going to be cheap. So that might be it too.
Also true.
That might be it too. I don't know, but I'm excited for that movie. I'm also excited for Wednesday's podcast. Chase, we're going to talk about X-Men 97. You got any expectations for episode 4? We're going to see Cable come back.
I don't think so. I feel like that was them writing the kid out of the story, and also kind of Cable in a way, because they make it seem like Cable can't come back with another band, or like, with a powered up band, and then take him and Scott or him and Jean back, him and Jean's clone, fucking what was her name, Madeline?
Madeline Pryor.
Yeah. Like the way they were talking about it, I don't think we're going to see Cable for a while.
I don't think it'll be this episode, but I do think we're going to see him again. I think we're gonna go back with Storm. I don't know if she's gonna fully come back, but
we're definitely gonna come back to that.
We're gonna see what she's been doing. I don't think she comes back this episode, but either way, Wednesday we're gonna talk about that. Chase, have a great night. I will see you on Wednesday.
So, you too, bro.